Welcome to the Simple Sophisticate Podcast, where intelligent living is paired with signature style. I'm your host, Shannon Abels. And whether you're listening on your commute, exercising, working in the garden, or sitting down with a hot cup of tea or a cafe au lait, thank you for tuning in. Let's get started. Welcome to the Simple Sophisticate, and welcome to spring. We are officially in spring, or officially in fall if you're in the Southern Hemisphere, brand new season. And today's episode is a favorite from Pinterest, from YouTube, from the podcast archive that I wanted to bring to you. It's going to incorporate the French classic wardrobe, and it's also going to incorporate savvy shopping for that capsule wardrobe. There's a reason why people keep visiting and downloading this episode. It is full of simple ideas to create an effortless style that emulates in so many ways the classic French aesthetic, but at the same time, you add your signature touch to it. So I'm going to be sharing with you episode 32, which was released during the first season of The Simple Sophisticate. Now, there are many sartorial inspirations that can come from traveling in France or from the French culture, or specifically the Parisian culture. But one thing that so many people say when they visit, and I have to attest to this in my experience as well, is that it appears to be simple. It appears to be something that is not super strenuous or stressful. And the key is understanding ourselves and what works best with our body so that fewer items can be in our closet. The quality is elevated so they last a long time and they always look good when we put them on. They compare with at least two or more items in our closet. And I think about that, and I think about my last trip to Paris, which was this last June. And I remember walking down the street. I was on the right bank. I was in the Montmartre area. And I remember this woman passing me going to work. She had a simple knee-length dress. It had elbow-length sleeves. It appeared to be a blend of silk, and it was navy with very subtle polka dots. She wrapped it with a brown belt. She had a nice classic brown leather shoulder bag and leather brown open-toed sandals. She looked fantastic. And she wasn't trying. It didn't look like she was trying, but it looked beautiful on her. And it wasn't about the clothes. It made her shine. And I think that's the most important part that I have taken away from French style, is less about what the clothes are and more about how do the clothes make me, the person wearing them, look my best and, most importantly, feel my best so I can go about my day and get done what I need to get done and enjoy it in the process. So I'll leave it at that and let you dive into this episode, The Francophile Style Guide, The 14 Essentials. And the show notes are full of images. This is probably the longest show notes I have created, full of inspiration, images from the street, from names you'll recognize, but also women that just know how to put it together. The show notes are, as always, thesimplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast32. And the Petit Plaisir is a scrumptious, simple chocolate dessert that you too can make at home. I hope you enjoy this episode. Thank you for tuning in. And don't forget, the next new episode of The Simple Sophisticate will be Monday, May 20th, when we kick off the Simply Luxurious Life's first annual British Week. Have a lovely week. Welcome to episode 32, The Francophile Style Guide, The 14 Essentials. We haven't talked about French style for a while here on the podcast, and I felt we are long overdue. So we're going to dive into the 14 essentials when it comes to cultivating a wardrobe for ourselves. I've had a handful of readers email me with advice on how to pack for their next trip or their first trip to Paris, just making sure that they were in style but not trying too hard and didn't want to seem touristy. So I wanted today to kind of address that question, but also for all of us who are inspired by or impressed by the effortless chic style that these French women seem to innately possess, but no doubt it does take cultivation. Even if you are not someone who wishes or wants to travel to France, what I think you'll find with regards to today's post is that the French aesthetic has this undercurrent of quality over quantity, this idea of classic, timeless ideas, so that you're not buying tons of clothes. And therefore, you have multiple items in your closet that you can mix and match. You've saved your budget over the long haul, and you know you walk out the door effortlessly stylish every single time. And really, the French style is, if you've been at the blog at all or read the book, perhaps, that's how you were introduced to the simple, simply luxurious life. That is really my muse for cultivating and building a capsule wardrobe for the simply luxurious way of living. Quality over quantity. And many of these items on today's list, the 14 essentials, are going to be exactly the same on the capsule wardrobe list that I share on my blog. And I'll provide a link to that today on the show notes, podcast 32. But let's get started. I want to begin with a quote from one of my favorite French writers, Muriel Giuliano. And she says, quote, "French women don't have too many clothes. A few good pieces that last for a while and are classic and timeless." And again, comes right back to that idea of quality over quantity. Less is more. Less is more. So part of the reason I started thinking about this particular episode and creating it is it is springtime. Right now, in fact, it is raining out and my grin is going from ear to ear as I love rain. But I especially love rain when it falls in the springtime and the flowers are blooming, the grass is green, and it's not as cold out anymore. And I always have dreamt of going and visiting France, especially Paris, during this time of year, and have yet to do it. I am usually there in the summertime. But it got me to thinking about French style. Now, I've done a lot of posts inspired by this Francophile indulgence or this Francophile way of living that I love. But I've only done two episodes for the Simple Sophisticate. That would be episode number 4, How to Unearth Your Inner Francophile, and episode number 23, How to Create a Luxurious Everyday Life the French Way. So we're long overdue here on the Simple Sophisticate. So today, if you've ever wanted to cultivate a French classic style, inspired by the modern influence as well, today is the episode you want to turn into. With the guides of how to be a Parisian wherever you are and Inès de Villefranche's Parisian Chic, along with my own personal observations, today's episode is a style guide of 14 essentials for curating your very own French-inspired capsule wardrobe. As I mentioned earlier, the Simply Luxurious Life's capsule wardrobe is going to be very similar to what we're going to talk about today, but there are some key differences. Differences that I am considering including my wardrobe as well. Why? French style has always been my muse and continues to be my muse as I pull together my own wardrobe. I may not carry it off as effortlessly as Caroline Desmarais or Inès de la Franche, but I will forever be trying to hone my inner French girl. In today's episode, make sure you do stop by today's show notes because I have a long list of style inspiration images. Each of them are actual French women on the streets living their lives. Many you're going to recognize, and I'll share a few of the names here in a moment. But I will also be shopping this list for you as well. So as you see it, if you visit it today, all of the items are available and you can kind of see, okay, is this something I want to add to my wardrobe? Or I've been looking for that. Thanks. I need to see if I can put that on my list or save up for it, whatever you need to do. So do be sure to stop by today's show notes, episode 32. The images that are included in today's post capture these chic French women of today, the modern culture, demonstrating how to epitomize the style that women from around the world are constantly curious about how to emulate for their own style. From the two style icons I just mentioned, the model and writers, Caroline and Inès, I also include Cécile Cassel, Lou Dillon, Julia Raston-Rottefel, Marianne Cotillard, Vanessa Paradis, Grance Doré, Audrey Tautou, Carla Bruni, Emmanuel Altz, and Anne Barest. However, in choosing these modern chic women, don't think I forgot about the founders of a lot of this style. In the back of my mind, in the back of I know many of your minds as well, Coco Chanel will forever be there, Jane Birkin, Brigitte Bardot, and Catherine Deneuve. These are all inspirations in today's post, and there's so many more that I didn't mention. But today on the images, this is who you will see, because I wanted to demonstrate that this is a timeless
This is a timeless style. Coco Chanel may have started the nautical trend, but it continues because it's classic, it's timeless, it works, it's functional, and it's stylish. And while there are many different interpretations, you can be more casual, more bohemian, more feminine, more ladylike. All of these 14 essentials can be incorporated in your own way. And that's the fun part. So what I noticed as I was putting all these images together is that while I'm talking about, say, for example, wearing ballet flats, the woman in the image is also wearing one of the other essential styles, which we're going to talk about throughout today's episode. So they really do incorporate at times more than just one of these essential style guides. All right, so let's get started. Enough with that. We need to get going. We need to talk about clothing. Here we go. Number one is invest in a quality day handbag. Now, this is one of the three essentials that are not classic clothing items. These are accessories. This is an accessory, but it's definitely a must have. And part of the reason that you're going to want to invest in this classic bag or whatever day bag you prefer is that you don't want to clutter your closet with bags that are only going to work once or for one season or wear out because they're not made well. The key is to find a bag that fits in your budget, then fits your lifestyle or your signature style, and then most importantly, one that will last. Now, a Birkin bag by Hermes may not be something you're interested in, but for a long time, it was a top quality bag that people love. Now, a lot of trendsetters or trend style critics are saying this bag is on the out. Well, in all honesty, if you love this bag, you can't go wrong. This is a great bag. Now, I don't have and will never have, and most people won't have that much money to buy this bag. Interesting story behind it, though, is that Jane Birkin, one of our inspirations for today's episode, was the inspiration behind the creation of this bag. She was so frustrated that she couldn't find a weekender bag that Hermes decided to make this for and name it in her honor. So the key is to find a bag that you can afford, that fits your lifestyle, and that will last. Quality. Invest in it. You only need one great day bag. Just a couple weeks ago, I shared on the weekly Style Inspiration post this idea of investing in a bag. And I have a ton of links for those kind of bags on that post. And I'll provide a link in today's show notes, podcast 32. So be sure to take a look if that's something that interests you. All right. So number one, find a quality day handbag. Number two, ankle skimming jeans and pants. Whether it be a cigarette leg or a skinny leg or a straight leg, that's number two. Why ankle skimming, you may be asking, or why tapered or straight? A woman's figure is something to revel in, to own, and to not shy away from. Own those curves. Also, since we are investing, we want to purchase a pair of pants or jeans that will be in style from year to year. And so we don't want to spend our limited funds on items that are not going to be wearable next year. Now, you may like the flare look. It may be something that flatters your figure. But if it's the only pair of jeans you're going to be purchasing this season, you might want to save up because those flare jeans won't be in style every single year. But a good silhouette leg, one that shows off your physique without being too tight, will always be au courant. Now, narrower with regards to leg opening, narrower is usually better as wide leg openings on shorter or pear-shaped women distracts from the beautiful silhouette. So either way, make sure that the hem goes all the way down to just the top of your ankle. So try to step away from those capris or those culottes. Unless that's your signature style, then rock it. Absolutely. But the key is to create a streamlined look. And if that jean goes as far down to your ankles, it's creating a more of a elongated profile. Two of my favorite brands for this ankle skimming look come from Made in Heaven Jeans or MIH Jeans, as well as Victoria Beckham. Now, I can't buy Victoria Beckham jeans full price. I wait till sales, and I've actually scored her jeans from the Outnet for under $100 if I wait and mark it. I'm always tickled when that happens. But both of these jeans are well made. They'll last for years, and they're quality fabric that it's not too thin, but it also has enough stretch. So I provide links to those on today's show notes, as well as a handful of others for pants as well as denim. So number two is ankle skimming jeans and pants. Number three are the flats. We gotta include the flats in here, right? High heels may look marvelous,
but they are generally not worn very often. If one has to be walking to and fro for throughout the day and simply needs to be comfortable. But of course, we always want to look nice and we want our outfits to be finished well. And as Candace Bergen reminds us, it doesn't matter how pricey your outfit is or how well put together your outfit is, no matter how inexpensive those clothing items are. If your shoes are rocking it, it elevates everything. So we've got to choose great shoes. But the key is to choose flats that are feminine, that are comfortable, and that are well made. And this is where investing does make a difference. Absolutely does. Now, you can absolutely wear heels if you are wearing them. Many of the French wear kitten heels, or they simply aren't people that are walking around. They have a presentation to give, or they are going to an event, for example, Fashion Week. Of course, you're going to see heels out and about there. But for everyday style, definitely choose those flats. Whether it's the smoking slipper or the loafer, ballet flats, of course, are going to be there, but whatever fits your personality, your style, and the options are endless, absolutely endless. So number three are flats. Number four is to own a versatile black dress. For day and evening, have a black dress that can be appropriate for work with a simple blazer layered upon it or a showstopper without the fuss in the evening. Maybe you just add a simple pair of earrings or a beautiful necklace or maybe even a scarf and that dress is perfectly done. So number four, a versatile black dress. Number five is a tailored blazer, preferably black, but it doesn't have to be. So black is always the safe option, as you're going to see in our number 14 of our essentials list. But while I state that, I say black blazer is a good idea. I also find that really depends on the climate you live in, your skin type or your skin tone, and your preference, what your style is, what your signature style is. The key though, however, is that first descriptor, tailored. You want a tailored blazer in your closet, whether it's navy, taupe, white, black, it doesn't matter, as long as it works with your capsule wardrobe. What you'll notice in the images that are on the show notes today is that the tailored look makes the look finished and exquisite. And it does its job to determine or to give off that feminine aesthetic, if that is the look you're going for. Obviously, if you want an oversized blazer or a long blazer, there's so many options out there. But if your look is to have a classic blazer, you want it tailored. Wear it with jeans, wear it over a dress. I have images of both to give you some ideas today. It's up to you. But the power of the blazer is its versatility. And I'll have a bunch of options to shop this look as well in different price points. So number five, a tailored blazer. Maybe black, maybe navy, depends on what you need. Number six are scarves. You need at least two, one lightweight and one that's heavy, thick for warmth. Now, when I think of France, I think of scarves. This is the country that it taught me and is still teaching me how to use them to my benefit because they really are so versatile. But perhaps this is the easiest item on this list to shop for and the most enjoyable, no? I mean, you don't have to go into a changing room. You can pick one up at the market out in the open air when the sun is shining and you just, oh my gosh, for $5, that one's speaking to me. These are so much fun to shop for, but they also can add such a personality to your wardrobe. Not sure which accessory to grab to finish your outfit? Grab a scarf. When the weather is transitioning and you're not sure if you need a jacket, select a scarf to bridge the gap. The idea of choosing a warm, cozy cashmere for those cool months, those fall and winter months. Those are like my Linus blankets, I guess you could say. I love that. I have just a couple of cashmere winter scarves that I just live in. I need to make sure that I dry clean them each season so that they're well taken care of, but they just feel magnificent and they look really classic and stylish as well. And they go with so many different items. And then of course you want a beautiful lightweight signature scarf. Could be made of silk, could be a blend. It really just depends. And the price ranges, as we said, can start at $5 and obviously go up to all into the hundreds. It's up to you, but they can be with you for a very long time. And it just depends on what you're pairing them with. Have fun with this one. You can really add a lot of personality to your wardrobe. So number six are scarves, one lightweight and one heavy for warmth. Okay, number seven are oversized sunglasses. Whether you didn't do your makeup or the sun is blazing, having a pair of oversized sunglasses, not necessarily a fashion essential that's been state claimed by the French, but it is one that they adhere to without apology. Keeping in mind that our face will determine this type of sunglasses that we want, Select a style that works for you, but also your signature style as well. And I'll provide a link on today's show notes to help figure out, to determine your face style, your face structure, and what frames look best with your particular shape. One style, though, that seems to work with just about everyone's face is the aviator. Whether it be black or metal, this is always a safe classic decision. So number 7 is oversized sunglasses. All right, we have covered 7 of the essentials of the Francophile classic chic wardrobe. I'm going to take a quick 1-minute intermission, and I will see you on the other side. Today's episode of The Simple Sophisticate is sponsored by Eucalypso. Eucalypso makes ultra-soft sheets from 100% organic eucalyptus fibers that are sustainably milled. Eucalypso sheets feel like a cross between cotton and silk. They're super soft and ultra-light. Having had the opportunity to experience these sheets, I can attest they do feel like silk, and they are cool to the touch for summer, and they provide warmth in the winter as they are a natural fiber that is hyperallergenic and allows the skin to breathe. Since they are naturally temperature regulating and are 3 times more breathable than cotton, they create a comfortable sleeping environment. Eucalypso sheets are sustainably milled in Austria in small batches, and 99.9% of materials are recycled and reused in their production process, helping protect the environment. They have the most eco-friendly sheets in the market. As a Simple Sophisticate listener, go to eucalypsohome.com and use promo code SIMPLE, and you can take 15% off with free shipping on your entire purchase. Again, that's Eucalypso, EUCALYPSO. Go to eucalypsohome.com and use the promo code SIMPLE to take 15% off with free shipping on your entire purchase. Welcome back. All right, we have 7 more to go, and these are some fun ones. This first one is one that I haven't really incorporated into my capsule wardrobe, but I'm considering it and actually have given it a try earlier this fall. Number 8 is simple yet expensive t-shirt. In my favorite Parisian style guide, now it always changes, but the most recent and the one I am just devouring, I've read it twice now, is How to Be Parisian Wherever You Live. The authors are adamant that a chic wardrobe must contain an expensive t-shirt. While typically I'm all about purchasing bargain t-shirts for working and leisuring about the house, they make a sound point. Layered with a blazer, the t-shirt creates a carefree balance between high and low. And even though you may have paid a pretty penny for it, it doesn't appear that way. However, it does look and hang beautifully on your physique. Be sure to select a fabric that contains that stretch, so a bit of jersey, and then care for it very carefully. This is not an item you're going to wear every day. This is an investment piece. So I've picked out a few for you in black, in gray, and in white, but you can get them in any color, obviously, but it's really up to you. The primary purpose is to provide comfort in a variety of settings throughout your everyday without looking frumpy. All right, so number 8 is a simple yet expensive t-shirt. Number 9 is an oversized sweater. French women of style present this attitude of blasé aloofness that is unparalleled, it seems, anywhere else in the world. The oversized blouse, the oversized sweater, that oversized large and cumbersome coat seems to drive this point home of this effortless chic, leisure, yet style, endless style. With anything, though, that you wear that's oversized, there must be balance. That is the key. So for a classic look, make sure if you're wearing an oversized sweater that you pair it with tailored pants, shorts, or a skirt. The idea is not to reveal all, but to know exactly how to balance the opposite. And that's what an oversized sweater does, whether it's a heavyweight or a lightweight for spring and summer. But they definitely communicate this idea of casual yet chic at the same time, so you can really go so many different places with it. I love it. Number 9, an oversized sweater. Number 10 is the mid-length trench coat. This is ideal for work and versatile year-round, can be worn in the evenings as well. That mid-length is what does it. You can wear it over jeans, you can wear it over a dress, choose khaki, choose black, or any other color or print that speaks to you. And the reason that works is because it creates a timeless silhouette. Love it. I have a few available today that I share on the show notes. One from J. Crew that is 30% off. You're going to want to make sure you jump on that. And a few others from the Outnet that are on steep reduction. Classic styles, though. Classic styles. So number 10 is a mid-length trench coat. Number 11 is a white button-up shirt. Whether cotton or silk or a mixture of both, having a white button-up shirt is a must. One of my favorite go-to outfits when I don't know what to wear are jeans,
ballet flats, a fitted white shirt, untucked because it's tailored, and a pair of earrings or a simple necklace. This is a simple, easy outfit that is appropriate for a variety of settings and is very comfortable. Equipment makes a fantastic silk white button-up shirt that is one of my favorites, and I'll provide a link to it on today's show notes. And Theory actually has steeply reduced their classic cotton blend button-up on the Outnet. It's below $100. It is an absolute steal. And so I've also listed that link on today's show notes. But there's oversized versions as well. Maybe that's your style. And there's a great one available from Madewell at a fantastic price. So number 11 is white button-up shirt. Number 12 is a signature day dress. Wearing a dress is one of the simplest decisions we can make before we take on the day ahead of us. In one quick motion, we are clothed and simply need to accessorize. How simple is that? With that said, knowing we have a dress that flatters our physique and is appropriate for wherever our day may take us is a priceless comfort. Whether you prefer A-lines, shirt dresses, a wrap dress, or sheath, always keep an eye out for dresses that are timeless, flattering, and will last from year to year. Oh, and make sure always that it fits your signature style. Number 12, signature day dress. Number 13 are nautical stripes. Brought into vogue by the queen and style of comfort herself, Coco Chanel, to leave off this epic essential of French style would be a no-no. And I would absolutely never leave it off because I live in stripes. I swear my closet is overflowing with them. I love shopping for them. So I'll be real quick. This is a pretty no-brainer. I get it. Don't forget to consider sweaters with stripes. And I've included a few in today's show notes. The key is not to get that. You don't have to go for the classic Breton shirt. You can get stripes that are wider. You can get different colored stripes. Whatever it is, just make sure for your top that it's horizontal. Never have horizontal stripes on your bottom half, and have fun with stripes. They are absolutely a classic to keep. Number 13, nautical stripes. And last but not least, number 14 is simply black. It is a fail-safe. Black will always and forever be an option. Wear it, layer it, add a pop of personality to accessorize it, as you will see in the images I've included. But when you wear it, you exude confidence. And that is one reason to always have it on hand. So number 14, choose black. All right, I hope you've enjoyed the 14 essentials of cultivating a Francophile style. If you want any of the show notes or want to shop any of these items, please visit the show notes at thesimplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast32. And I will have a handful of other posts that were inspired by the French way of life on today's show notes as well. Now stay tuned for this week's Petit Plaisir, where we talk food and French as well as chocolat. I'll see you on the other side. Welcome back. All right, so today's petit plaisir is a dark chocolate mousse, or mousse au chocolat noir. Now, this particular recipe came out of Thomas Keller's cookbook, Bouchon, and I highly recommend just picking up this cookbook for a handful of the recipes. They're just fantastic. But this particular dessert is so simple and can be made a day ahead of time if you need to. It's just, it impresses the guests. It also is just something that, hey, why not have fantastic dessert in the middle of the week as well? So I'm going to walk you through it and explain why it's so simple and also what makes it so delicious. But most importantly, it satiates you. You don't need a lot of it, and it totally satiates that sweet tooth or that need for some chocolate at the end of the day. Here we go. So the ingredients are very simple as well. 4.5 ounces of bittersweet chocolate. You want to make sure you purchase the chocolate that is top quality. Try to get with at least 70% cacao if you can. The more the better, the more the better. Then you want to make sure you have 2 tablespoons of unsalted butter, 2 tablespoons of espresso. If you don't want coffee or that taste of espresso in it, you can just use hot water. That's perfectly fine. But I do find that I like that little pop of something different other than chocolate. It just makes your tongue and your taste buds go, what's that? It's a beautiful little pairing, I guess you could say. Then you also need 1 cup of cold, heavy cream, 3 large eggs, and separate those out because you're going to do different things with the whites as well as with the yolks. And then you just need 1 tablespoon of sugar. All right, so I put mine in ramekins. You can put them in whatever kind of small dishes you want. Why I choose ramekins is that they're just the serving size. I mean, you can get ramekins in any size, but you pick dishes that are a serving size in and of itself. All right, so first thing you need to do is combine the chocolate, the butter, and the espresso at the top of a double boiler or just a glass dish above a saucepan with the water that's boiling. Make sure the water is hot but not simmering and just stir it frequently until everything is meshed and melded together and it's all smooth and beautifully chocolate. Then remove all this from the heat and let it cool just slightly so that it's warmer than the body temperature. Just test this. It's an easy way to test it, but I just simply set it aside and make the next step. And usually by then it's perfectly fine. I've never had any issues. So while you've set aside the chocolate to cool, you're going to whip the heavy cream into soft peaks. So put the heavy cream into a mixing bowl. And if you don't have a hand mixer, which is a savior in this particular situation, because it will take you about 3 to 7 minutes to get those peaks to form if you do it by hand, but you can do it by hand. And that's what I've been doing. I'm saving up for my hand mixer. I don't have one yet, but just take your whisk and just go at it and it will happen. Just you want those soft peaks that stay and stand by themselves. Number 4, once you've done the whipped cream, you're going to put that in the refrigerator. You're going to let that stay cool. Then you take the melted chocolate, because it probably is cooled by now, and whip the egg whites in a medium bowl until they become foamy and they hold their shape. Again, use the hand mixer. It makes it a lot easier. But if not, use your whisk. That's absolutely fine. This one will take just about the same amount of time, 5 to 7 minutes. Then you want to sprinkle that sugar, the 1 tablespoon of sugar, into the egg whites. And be patient. This will take some time for those soft peaks to form. And once they do, you're good. You have your whipped cream all mixed up. You have your egg whites all mixed up. You have your chocolate all meshed together. Now, this is where you stir in the yolks into the chocolate mixture. As you're pouring the yolks into the chocolate mixture, be mixing as you go. But if that chocolate mixture is cool, as it should be, you're going to be fine and you don't really have to worry about speed. Okay, so now we're going to make the magic happen. And this is where you want to put your hand mixer aside and just use your whisk or a spatula. I prefer a spatula to do this because you want to keep the mousse as light and airy, as fluffy and fluffy as possible. So gently stir in about 1/3 of the whipped cream. Fold in half the whites just until it's incorporated, no more, because again, you're trying to keep that air in that mousse. Then fold in the remaining whites and finally the remaining whipped cream. You're done. You're done. As long as it's all one solid color, you're fine. And you can do this very easily, gently though, slowly. Do not rush it. It doesn't take that long. You'll be surprised how quick this process is. Then put as much mousse in each ramekin as you wish and place in the refrigerator for at least 8 hours. This is why you can definitely do this a day ahead of time. When I've served this in the past, I just serve it by itself and it is a definite crowd pleaser. In fact, the ramekins almost offer too much. You might want an even smaller size than the ramekins, but people have also paired it with cookies, biscotti, or things like that if you'd like as well. Either way, it's going to be absolutely delicious. Highly recommend it. The recipe will be on today's show notes at thesimplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast32. I hope you've enjoyed this week's Petit Plaisir, where each week ideas are shared to make the everyday all the more enjoyable. Tune in at the end of each Monday's podcast, where I'll recommend a book, a film, or a recipe to help you live a more simply luxurious life. Anything that is a simple pleasure to satiate your sophisticated taste. Thank you for tuning into today's episode. As I mentioned, it was one of the top downloaded episodes of all time from The Simple Sophisticate, and I wanted to bring it to you. As you can see, hopefully the production value and my tone has improved a bit over the years, but I do find that the content is helpful and hopefully offers some inspiration
as we move into a new season and we build our capsule wardrobes. Now, if you enjoy the French-inspired episode that you will hear on The Simple Sophisticate, since episode 32 taped and was shared, I have compiled a page entirely dedicated to podcast episodes that are French-inspired. Simply go to the menu on the simplyluxuriouslife.com blog. Where it says French-inspired, there's a drop-down menu. Click on podcast episodes and you'll find two pages of French-inspired podcast episodes, whether it's fashion, whether it's lifestyle, whether it's travel. So many different concepts and ideas are shared. And if these are the type of episodes you enjoy the most, you're going to find them all right in one spot. With that, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day and a beautiful week. Thank you for your time and thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in to the Simple Sophisticate podcast, where intelligent living is paired with signature style. For more ideas and inspiration throughout the week, visit the blog, thesimplyluxuriouslife.com, or pick up my new book, Living the Simply Luxurious Life, Making Your Everydays Extraordinary and Discovering Your Best Self. You can also pick up my first book, Choosing the Simply Luxurious Life, A Modern Woman's Guide, which is available now in paperback, ebook, and audio versions on Amazon, Audible, and iTunes, or wherever books are sold. To stay caught up on the most recent episodes of the podcast, blog posts, my new cooking show, and receive exclusive news as well as an extra dose of inspiration to jumpstart your weekend, subscribe to the Simply Luxurious Life's weekly newsletter, which arrives in your inbox each Friday to enjoy with a hot cup of tea or a morning cup of coffee. Until next Monday, I'm your host, Shannon Ables. Bonjourne!